Yeah, 2020's hot! Hot on!
Pretty good.
In the Loop, episode 135, rolling on with Fred Landry and Lopez. I got to tell you, I love all you loopholes. Y'all make this show what it is. You guys are making my head hurt playing coach on the text line and on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
I got like trips right, three guys in the backfield, all kinds of suggestions on what Bill O'Brien should do with the offense. Not sure any of them are even legal formations, but the suggestions are coming in. Keep them coming, 713-572-4610. I'm excited for this because Freddie D has some numbers, and when Freddie D has numbers, you got to sit and listen.
Just a simple internet search is all it comes down to, boys and girls. That's really all it is. And, you know, sometimes you just got to take a little look
at
it.
Don't undersell it.
Well, hey, man, take it what you want. Take it as you will. Run with it. Do what you want. I threw these numbers out when the Browns came to town and tried telling y'all, listen, this wasn't going to be near as close as everybody thinks it is, and it wasn't because, listen, the numbers don't lie, boys and girls. Let me just tell you a little something about this Jets offense, okay? You want to know what they're doing in the pass right now? 30th in the NFL in pass offense. Oh, wait, their rush offense.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
a lot
be
better.
Top five, right?
Right? 22nd, okay? Overall, they can't be that bad if I, you know, split the difference. No, it doesn't. Doesn't matter. They still suck. They're 30th overall. Well, Todd Bowles is a defensive guy, right? He's got to be pretty good. Sure. 23rd defense overall. Okay? So let me tell you something right now.
In my opinion, that sucks.
Yeah, it does.
Thank you. Thank you. What was his name? Jim Mora? Jim Mora.
Jim Mora. Mora.
Hello. I was going to say John Mora. Jim Mora. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Race cards!
A race card for a guy, John Mara, that I don't even know if exists.
No, we just didn't play it today. I wanted to play it.
Oh, you should have played it when, who said, Gerard said something where he got two guys confused. I can't remember who it was. Anyway,
He did.
Maybe it was yesterday. I don't remember. But anyway, point is this. This team sucks all the way around. Okay? Offensively.
Nobody's talking about that.
Offensively,
Bill O'Brien
they're bad.
Certainly is not talking about that.
You know he's not going to talk about it.
He's talking about how individually, who's that safety?
Jamal Adams.
He's a bad mofo.
No, Jamal Adams is cold-blooded. Jamal Adams is cold-blooded. Caught a lot of flack last year when he said that he would die on the football field because he loved football so much. And, of course, in today's hypersensitive environment, you can't say stuff like that because you would, you know, people that die in regular places, well, that offends them because they would never die in a football
field.
Why
can you not say how you would die?
Because, you know, it shows the sheer brutality of football. And, you know, this game, it's a game. Remember that. So, it's the same reason why Kevin Hart has to apologize. Well, they want him to apologize for jokes that he made 10 years ago.
What about Kyler Murray apologizing for tweets when he was 14?
Oh, my God. Give me a break.
What loser searched that? Like, this is a teenage, this is a college student.
14 years old.
You went back 7 years to this guy's tweets when he was going back and forth with his friends. Just for your own little agenda,
yeah,
we got to draw a line somewhere.
That is absolutely across the line.
Yeah, we got to draw a line.
What
somewhere.
Do I always say? Middle schoolers are idiots because they are.
That's why you get your criminal record wiped out when you're 17.
Yes.
So now we're gonna go back to tweets when he's 14, and come on, man, like don't ruin the kid's moment like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, the guy had, clearly the person had him already picked out, waited for this, you know, and that's what, you know, that's one of the unfortunate parts about social media is, you know, and we've seen it time and time again. I mean, you know, Josh Allen, when those tweets came out, after he got drafted or leading up to the draft, you know, I mean, it's just the timeliness of this. There's a special place in hell for people, who want to revel in someone else's demise or in a moment like that. So shame on those people. So again, just some numbers out there in case, you know, for any anybody out there saying, well, there is that chance. There's no chance. Okay. I'm not going to go. And Landry, I'm not going to say just show up.
No, just say it. Just be with me, Fred.
But do this.
Be with me, dog.
Show up and kick ass. You need to go in there with the mentality that
show up with just a little purpose.
Just show up and get a little bit of coffee.
Every
and
time
just
you
rub
say
your
that,
eyes.
I really cringe.
I want to see this team. I mean, I'd love
You're
to see them put up a 40
roll the
burger.
Ball out there.
Well, I'm not going to go that far.
That's what Landry's saying.
I'm not going to say go that far, but. You are a better football team than the New York Jets in every category. Mm-hmm. All right, you're a better defense, you're a better offense, you have a better coaching staff, okay? You go into New York and you impose your will on the garbage ass New York Jets. Shout out my boy John Lake, who is a diehard Jets fan. Still holding it down with his Jets Yeti cup, but listen, there's always next year, boys.
What color is it? Black?
It's silver. It's silver with the Jets logo on it. So,
how much is the founder of Yeti worth? Got to be a billionaire, right?
Yeti, the coolers?
The coolers, the
Austin,
cups,
Texas,
all that crap.
Baby.
Man.
Born, started right outside of Austin, Texas, and now it is everywhere.
Yes.
Austin's taking over. It's Tito's,
it's too expensive,
too.
Man.
It's
Silicon,
too.
It's the Silicon Valley of the South, man.
Austin is the city in Texas that you'd love to visit but wouldn't want to live in.
Shout out to Hula Hut.
Yeah.
It's one of the best places out there. Hula Hut.
Hula Hut?
SoCo, man.
It's on the lake.
Down.
He's writing it down.
South Congress is so much movie. Agree or disagree, South Congress is better than 6th Street.
Yeah, I mean, 6th Street's gotten a little bit different, but, you know, I kind of like the new grunginess of 6th Street.
I do. I'm not saying I don't like 6th Street.
Everywhere you walk, it's dollar Long Island iced teas, dollar shots of Patron, and then you go in and there's like
bites and all that. They still have the dueling piano bar there?
Pete's Piano Bar?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's there.
It used to be called Speedy's.
I like to go to the Irwin Center and watch my Jayhawks beat the brakes off of UT.
Is there a worse-looking arena than the Irwin Center?
I tell you what, it's not a bad spot inside.
Yeah, but outside, is there a worse-looking arena than mm-hmm. that?
Baylor's looks like a big Shore Tank. Okay, like literally, if you didn't know any better, if you drop the Farrell Center in Pasadena, you would think that there was, you know, premium gasoline inside, and where's the stairs at so I can go climb it and sample it and take it back to the lab. That's what, I mean, I'm telling you, it looks like one big Shore Tank over there at the Farrell Center, although KU didn't fare so well last year, so we'll see what happens this season. But you know what time it is.
713-572-4610 to get in. We do it Monday through Friday, 1240 right here on In the Loop. It's the In the Loop Think Tank. Start your statement with, I think that. Don't ask us how we're doing because nobody cares. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Hey guys, F Mom Lauren.
Hey, where you been, F Mom Lauren?
What up, girl?
Hey. I think that it's super annoying that North Shore plays at 2:00 on Saturday, and for those of us who have to go to the game, it's just really inconvenient for the Texans that play at 3:30.
Why don't you prioritize the big boys over the high school kids and grow up a little bit,
Lauren? Because I have a friend who coaches for North Shore, Landry.
Ooh,
thanks.
A friend? What kind of friend?
Oh,
no.
There you go.
No show.
Whatever.
Stuff.
I'm telling
stuff.
You,
said y'all suck.
She's not wrong.
That's, I have a friend,
North Shore, and is it Austin Travis? I believe.
Yeah,
Lake Travis.
That's gonna be a ball game, man. But it starts at 2:00, and the Texans start at 3:30.
Let me ask you this. Let me make you married, Fred. You're married. All right. Go ahead. It's, hell is frozen over. Pigs are flying. Freddie D is married. Okay, this is a hypothetical.
What's she look like?
She's a dime, dude.
Okay.
No kids. Good job.
I don't want a dime. I really don't. Because I don't need that.
She's a dime. She's got a good job. And she's about you. She's a down to earth dime.
Give me a 7.
She's a down to earth dime. And
give me a 7
and that,
with a fat ass.
And I'm good. All right. There you go. No okay. kids either. No kids.
Yeah. All right.
So you and this
come over at Christmas.
You and this girl are married. Y'all are married.
Okay. Just be elope? Or yeah. do we do it at the courthouse?
Y'all are married, and usually y'all watch Houston Texans games together.
Mm-hmm. However, at the same time the Chiefs are on?
Yeah, y'all watch.
Come on,
watch
this
the
is
games
a fantasy
games.
World.
Just pretend.
Play along.
Okay. Lord, you
sorry.
Oh my God. But anyway,
throwing the word marriage out there.
All of a sudden, she tells you that, look, I know we usually watch the games together, but my friend coaches high school boys, and I have to go watch him play. What are you telling your wife there?
Well, who's the friend? Do I know said friend?
He's the offensive line coach.
Do I know him?
I don't know. They just go way back. They're just friends, and she wants to support him at the high school game.
Man.
Yeah, that's not a great look, Lauren. Yeah.
I mean, if
Lauren,
I don't know Lauren. This dude, if I'm just hearing about said guy for the first time, we need to sit down and have a talk.
Exactly.
Where'd this friend come from?
Exactly.
Yeah. I should know about your friend.
Because with how big of a Texans fan F-Bomb Lauren is, she's just going to watch her friend coach? A little weird.
Mm-hmm. Now, in fairness, if this dude knows him too, if the husband knows him, and that's one thing.
But she said my friend. She didn't say a family
All
friend.
I know is that F-Bomb Lauren, the loopholes loved her. They love her more now.
Yeah.
Has she mentioned her husband one time since she's been on?
She doesn't need to. That's a turn off.
The loopholes don't want her to. It's like all those married actresses that they always say, oh, don't talk about your marriage.
You're on the Think Tank. Go. Go.
I think the Rockets better show up tonight and get back to winning.
Against the Blazers, 7:00 tip, NBA TV.
They're a mess.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
That's right, boy. That's right. It's your racist redneck here urging you never to travel to Tijuana. Hey, real quick, boy. I just want to say something real quick. You know, as a musician, you know, singer and songwriter, you got to understand they can't all be winners, but I do have a winner, and you're going to have to listen to it today.
All right.
What's up with all the he's called? My phone wouldn't stop ringing all night long. But for a buttload of fun in anything you can think of, all you gotta do is log on to LandryMom.com.
Oh, baby.
Man, did he just,
that was a Christmas Carol.
Did he
too?
Just Sterling McCall you?
Yeah.
He just Sterling McCall you.
You got me. You got me. You're on the think tank. Go.
Damn, Money Mike's got to follow up that. Damn, you know where I'm from, Freddie D.
You know the deal. I'm coming back to the get down.
Hey, be careful about dropping stuff in the pee down, okay, now? Hey, before I do what I do, let me just say this, Freddie D. Hey, good luck in the future endeavors, brother. I hope everything works out for you.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure to hear you on these airwaves. Lopez, I've been listening to 610 ever since Ed Fowler was over on that, so you know how long it's been.
Wow.
Hey, and I can honestly say, this is one of the best three-man group the 610 has ever put on the airwaves, okay? And it's a credit to each one of you three guys, your different styles. Y'all gel together. Y'all mesh. Y'all help me get through the day. I'm in outside sales, so y'all make that 10-2 slot really enjoyable. So, Fran, let me just leave you with this, brother. No matter the situation, never let your emotions overpower your intelligence. Good afternoon, my friends.
Good afternoon.
He is a legend. He is an absolute legend. You're on the think tank. Go.
I second everything he just said. Fraser here. I think that when Lauren called in, the think tank should have been over. I don't know if y'all heard her voice. She is sounding beautiful.
Dude, she sounds like she got a little bump and grind last night, didn't she? I didn't want to say it. I'll let you do it and I'll co-sign it.
She always sounds
like that. No. What? She sounded a little stiff, but when she first called, she sounded like she got some love in last night.
Oh, man. I wish it was by me. Hey, but for real, I hope Jared Johnson is listening, man. Yo, this dude and all of his expertise, man. Jared Johnson, thank you for coming in and giving all that info, man. We really needed that, man. I love your expertise. Him and Acre Cycle, man. Henry, man, they do their thing when they come on. And Lauren, get at me.
She's a legend. She is a legend in these parts.
You're on the think tank. Go.
All right, real quick, I'm gonna throw a challenge flag for Bill O'Brien. Can you, when plan A is going wrong, when the run game is not working, can you go to plan B, whichever that may be? When the game is not going your way, run is not working, can you go to plan B? That's all I got.
I think he just did the NFL Live. Have you ever seen how they end NFL Live where they throw the challenge flag?
It might have been it.
Mm-hmm. You're on the think tank. Go.
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 I think Bismarck said it best when he said, "Oh, baby, you got what I need." When you say he's just a friend.
That's great.
Loopholes, you guys
are
bringing it.
Great. Yeah,
God, yeah, I love y'all. You're on the think tank. Go.
I think I love you guys, man. Y'all have a good day, man. Enjoy yourself. Gonna miss you, Freddie D.
I appreciate you, my man. Thank you, sir.
Thank you,
you're on the think tank. Go.
I think the only thing Lauren's supporting her friend with is his nuts on her chin.
You're on the think tank. Go quickly.
John Lopez, can you honestly tell me that the NFL is not controlled or fixed? There is no defense at all these days. The quarterbacks can do whatever they want to do.
I'm with you, especially that Saints game. What was Saints and
Saints-Cowboys.
Yeah, that was a fix.
On a Thursday.
You're on the think tank. Go.
Yo, man, this is Lauren's football friend, man. Hey, Randy, what's up, man?
What's up, man?
Now, why are you trying to dog my game, man? Come to get my Lauren, man.
Hey, I'm not
Come
trying
to my game. It's not, cool, man.
I'm not trying to see BU. I promise, man. I might have blown your cover. I apologize.
Yeah. Let's not do that again, huh?
All right. I apologize. Don't do that again.
My fault, man.
Dang, I didn't even think of that, Landry.
Hey, you got 30 minutes at halftime, man, with these high school games.
Lauren's football friend.
You're on the think tank. Go.
I think that if the Texans do play the Chiefs, Freddie D won't be able to stand up as Patrick Mahomes throws for 6 Bills and 7 TDs against them.
Oh, no, I'll be jumping all over the place. Don't worry about that.
You're on the think tank. Go.
Taking another look at Chris and Thompson's leaked pictures reminds me that Josh Beard is the Hope Solo's nether region of NFL football fight.
That's so hard to beat right there.
You're on the think tank, and you have a tough act to follow.
Oh,
go.
My goodness.
Wow.
You're Ebenezer, Lopey Grinch. No cross upon your tree. You say only for Easter, that knocked me to my keister, Freddie D. We'll miss you after tomorrow. On Twitter, I'll still follow. Yes, sirree. We won't let the tank suck. Be well, Freddie.
Oh, appreciate you, man.
Good job.
Hey, Rappin' Duke's got pipes.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, he
does.
Really does have some pipes.
That's solid work right there.
Don't mark that, Figgy. You're on the think tank. Go.
Hey, what's going up, guys? This is No Game James, and I just wanted to say that I didn't know that Redneck could actually speak English. He actually made sense today, and if Landry thinks that the Texans just have to show up, he forgot about the Mud Bowl and the Bourbon Bowl when Bobby Boucher came out and whooped that, Captain Insano was going to put a little whooping on that ass.
Captain Insano.
Even
used that.
Man.
It's a good day.
You guys have been solid today. You guys have been great.
You're on the think tank. Go.
Yeah, I think Bill O'Brien needs to quit trying to establish the running game in the fourth quarter when we're down points because the Colts did it and they beat us.
That was that one run he's talking about.
All right, five more. You're on the think tank. Go.
Yeah, this is Big Game James, I want to say this here. If Houston needs Mr. Gaines, needs to do whatever he can next year to get that running back from Pittsburgh. Because if we're going to keep our love Will Fuller and our love Cuckoo PT, but as I call them, the hamstring twins, if we're going to keep those, we need somebody like my boy because he can catch out the backfield. He run good. I'm telling you, if they get this guy, we will be unstoppable next year. That's all I got to say. Don't be laughing at the hamstring twins.
The hamstring twins. Maybe the best thing I've heard all day. We've heard a lot of good stuff today, though.
You're on the think tank. Go.
Hey, John, I think it's time for you to change and update the lyrics to the Aggie War Hymn. I know that you guys have definitively said goodbye to Texas University, but I don't think that's what the original composer had in mind. So here goes. Hullabaloo, connect, connect. Hullabaloo, connect, connect. Hello to LS University. Hey there to the purple and the gold. Good luck to dear old Texas Aggies. We left those orange boys out in the cold. You sing that song forever, LSU. We'll even say you sing it fairly well. Sounds like hell. So hello to LS University. We are going to beat you all to Chigarugaram, Chigarugaram. Rough talk, real stuff, Texas A&M.
Oh my God!
Soft varsity's horn.
I don't know what to think about that.
That's great.
I don't know.
Great, man.
All right, two more. You're on the think tank. Go.
Hey, I think y'all are gonna like this one. Welcome in H-Town. Boo, boo, boo. We in the loop. We got the scoop, and we make you feel like part of the group. Yeah, we got Bregman, and we got Watson, and Landry hoping hot take safety never calls in. Freddie D, O-C-O-C, and our boy John Lopez is an OG. We in the loop. We got the scoop. And we ballin' and we ready to shoot. And love you guys, man. Y'all have a good day.
Thank
love
you.
Y'all
thank you.
Pretty solid.
Thank you, man.
Mark that for the intro.
Yeah.
All right.
This is it.
You got the final word. This is going to be tough. It's going to be tough. Finish strong. You're on the think tank. Go.
For Elevato.
Yes. There he is.
Hey, can you give me Lauren's number? Because I was putting my ball ornament on the tree, and I got a splinter. And I put my other ball ornament on the tree. I got another splinter. I got any splinters in my web.
Oh, man. Is there a better way to...
That was a high standard right
there. I'll tell you what. That's how you bookend a think tank right there.
That was done. Solid, man. Mm-hmm.
Well freaking done.
Who's y'all's
by
MVP,
you guys?
If you have to vote? We don't usually vote MVP. Who was your think tank MVP there?
You know what? Think tank Lauren, or F-Bomb Lauren was the first one to call in, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
She
you know what?
Was the George Springer.
She started it well and provided content.
Dude.
You have to lay the table out, so to
That's
speak.
That's it.
I got to give it
Is
to
it
Big
lay
Game
the table
games.
Or set the table?
Set the table.
I got to give it to Big Game, though.
The game was good.
The hamstring good. Twins will be stolen.
The hamstring twins was fantastic.
Yeah, that will live forever.
Not to mention, I think he called him Cuckoo Kitty. But either way, that doesn't matter. You know what? I almost like his name better than
Cuckoo Kitty.
I think we should call. You know what? I think he should be referred to as Cuckoo Kitty until he comes back. So wonderful job! Hit that applause sounder one more time. That's how good you guys got. Not one, but two applauses today. That's how good you were. You guys were absolute trash last week. You bounced back in a big way. Today and yesterday, I'm expecting an epic showdown from you guys tomorrow, as it's my final program on In the Loop. So let's do this. Final hour of the program coming up next. We're going to do a little around the NFL, but we're going to do, what is it called? Swacking is what we're doing. Mad Radio has swacked us enough over the last couple weeks, so we're going to swack something they did. But I'll tell you what, kudos to them. Great question posed by one Mr. Pauly G, because I saw it on his Twitter. Maybe somebody else did it, but I saw it on his Twitter. Who's better positioned for a playoff run, the Dallas Cowboys or your Houston Texans? We'll get into that next. And one of the most obvious firings in the NFL went down last night, and then another one today that maybe people didn't see coming. Lots to get to. Final out of the program. Don't go anywhere. This is In the Loop on a Tuesday.